This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Do you want me to do the whole 10? Fear number one, the fear of being undeserving. I was nothing in media, I was a doctor, and then I just like have this unreasonable rise to fame. Very fast. And I always fear that, well, maybe I was just lucky. I was a heart surgeon in Egypt, and then the Arab Spring came along and the revolution came along. Suddenly, it exploded and I had my TV show and I became huge. And then all of this was taken away from me because after 3 years, the military government took that away and I had to escape. And I come here and I start all over again. So I didn't really stray away from medicine. Because, you know, sarcasm comes from the Greek word sarcasmus, which means to flesh, to rend, to dissect. It's actually, it's a term that's used by butchers. This is like when they actually had to dissect the meat of the bones. So that's where sarcasm comes from. Fear number two, being irrelevant. Like this year, I'm touring, I'm having shows, and I'm doing live performances. I'm meeting with networks, pitching ideas, and they're listening to me. What if next year I have nothing? Fear number three, the fear of failure. Fear number four, the fear of getting fat. I always wanted to be fit and look good, and maybe kind of like the idea of being fat is by kind of like more of a representation of like me getting old. I don't want to be old and fat. So yes, I am one of those annoying vegans. I believe that actually you being dependent on animal products and oil and sugar and all of that, it's a kind of addiction. I mean, I was like addicted to cheese and to sugar and to meat, and I never imagined that I would ever switch. So I kind of empathize with people, not judge them, and I try to tell them, you know what, if you're feeling fine, if you're happy, that's fine. But like, if you're complaining of having low energy, of bad sleep, or constipation, even, why don't you try it? Fear number five, the fear of being a disappointment to my kids. With the animal kingdom, it's just like they nurse them and then they're on their way. But I think we never cease to worry about our kids. But we even worry about how our kids view us for the rest of our life. Fear number six, the fear of uncertainty. Fear number seven, fear of the unknown, mostly a global unknown, global crisis. Fear number eight, being dependent on other people. A couple of years ago, I had a slip disc, and I was having problem going to the bathroom, and I was on a wheelchair for 3 days. it was a nasty injury, and I was just like, no, I don't want to have this in my old age. I've witnessed my grandfather's grandmother going through a very slow, senile death. And you see them deteriorating, and that leaves a mark on you. Fear number nine, shame. Fear number 10, as an Arab and Middle Eastern, I'm afraid that something happens around the world that would eventually affect me. This is kind of like a recent fear in the past 3-4 years. It's just like, you know, being an Arab, Muslim, and Middle Eastern, it seems that whenever something happens around the world with, you know, with Islamist terrorists, people look at us either like wanting us to condemn it or speak up, or you just like, you find yourself being judged because of the actions of others who just because they share the same skin color, ethnicity, and religion like you. And I think it's unfair, and I think I should not be required to act or respond to things like that the same way that white people do not have to really answer for every time a white shooter does something. My name is Bassem Youssef, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Bassem Youssef is a heart surgeon turned political satirist. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When you pick up a baby and it starts crying, does that mean that it has this perception and knows you're a terrible person? Or is it just like wet diaper? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org. Thank you.